98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
He burst onto our screens as the winner of the X Factor back in 2005. And since then, he's gone from Christmas number one to platinum albums, West End stages, and also had a beloved role in Corrie. And now he's coming to Dublin for not one, but two nights this October. Shane Ward, welcome to 98 FM.
How are you? Is he okay?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, Shane. You're live from a tennis court this morning. Are you playing a game of tennis?
As you can tell by my demeanour, I've snuck on, right? It's the best signal we have in the gym. So literally, someone's going to say, oh, you, get off. I'm really good. I'm just very, very excited about, you know, getting back on tour. It's going to be pretty cool.
So you're coming to Dublin this October.
Yes, this October. I think last time I was there was, I was in the Olympia. So it's just going to be great. We just announced two shows in Dublin. So was it the 10th and the 11th of October?
Brilliant stuff. And you're playing the Ambassador Theatre. What can fans expect?
Well, I mean, if they've been to my shows before, they know that it's just full of energy. It's all about audience participation. So I'll get as much involved with the crowd as I can. Maybe a new song.
Ooh.
You know, it's been a while since I've actually released anything. So because I've been just completely focused on my acting, because I star in a Channel 5 crime drama called The Good Ship Murder. And so we've just finished filming for the last 3 months for the third season. So now that that's finished, I finished 4 days ago. So I've been making music for the last now 5 or 6 years. So I've got a lot to release. So very excited.
Okay, so a lot of music. That sounds like there's an album on the way, Shane.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Okay. What's a space?
Fans of the crime drama, The Good Ship Murder, who've watched the first two seasons, when can they expect season three to come on screen?
So season three is going to be, it's being edited now, so it should be available to watch, I think, getting near Christmas time, near Christmas Day. And then it follows through all the way till February. So it's every Friday night. So it's just a really, if anyone's seen the show, it's just a great escapism. If you love Agatha Christie meets Death in Paradise and all those kind of great kind of lighthearted drama crime shows, this one's for you.
Brilliant stuff. Shane, myself and Brendan were huge fans of a crime drama and we love Line of Duty. Would you ever like a role in a show like that?
Oh, I would love it because the show that I do, I play an ex-detective, but it's the lighter heart of, or the lighter side of crime dramas. But I would love a really gritty role in something like Line of Duty. Mm. That would be an absolute dream for me.
What kind of role would you see yourself playing in Line of Duty? Would you be a bent copper? Would you be the investigator who comes in to try and find the rotten apple? You know, pitch,
I mean, just
it
to hear someone say bent copper, yeah. It would be great. do you know, for me, I would like to be, I don't know, maybe both. Maybe both. Maybe, you know, who knows?
Oh, lots of layers. Your X Factor winning single and Christmas number one, That's My Goal. It turns 20 this year. Does it feel like 20 years?
In my knees, yeah. Do you know what? It's crazy to think that, like, how fast 20 years has gone for all of us. Like, it's just mental. But that song has just stood the test of time with my fan base. They love it when I perform it live. I love to sing it. There's just something real nostalgic about it. And it captured a moment back in 2005, which everyone will remember. I just want to get back out on the road, new show with a live band, performing all my classic songs, some new songs, as I've mentioned, and possibly some special guests. Who knows?
Ooh, okay, interesting stuff. Shane, have you got any more stage work coming in the West End or anywhere else? Any more theatre roles on the way?
No, do you know what? The only show I ever did was Rock of Ages, and that was a blast. I did it for a full year at the Shaftesbury Theatre when I played Stacey Jacks. And if anyone's seen the show, Stacey Jacks was basically the biggest rock star who was pretty much drunk all the time. So it was a great role to sing songs to. I was singing songs by Bon Jovi. My opening song was Dead or Alive. But I think for me, it was Never Say Never. If something really, really amazing comes my way, and it's something that I feel like I'm in the right place to play it, then who knows?
Oh, brilliant stuff. Well, Shane, you're a man of many talents and you have strong Irish roots. What's your favourite thing to do in Dublin?
I think for me, more than anything, I'm a huge fan of castles. I've always been medieval. I love anything like that. So whenever I'm there and I get an opportunity, naturally to see family because everyone's related to me, apparently,
yeah.
When I go there, which I love. But for me, it's just about just being in the place of my mum's birth. I mean, I went to visit Dundalk, and And I did that last year. And it was absolutely amazing. Okay, I'm going to be chucked off this court, which is really funny.
Quick,
so
Shane,
I'm going to carry on the interview.
You. Move.
No, this is your court, love. I think...
This is Shane Ward being chucked out of a tennis court live on 98FM's Big Breakfast. The drama.
As Engelbert Humperdinck once sang, please release me, let me go. Okay. Maybe running now with a good signal. So yeah, so if there's an opportunity to kind of do anything where I get to visit like ruins of castles and things like that, I would love it. You know, that's my thing. I always dreamt as a little boy that I would live in a castle. I don't know where that came from, but it's been an obsession of mine since.
Wow.
That's adorable, Shane.
Yeah, it is.
That's so cute.
It is.
You obviously watch a lot of Disney movies. I love that. Shane Ward, we cannot wait to see you at the Ambassador Theatre in Dublin this October. Thank you so much for chatting with us on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Sequins, lots of them.
And a car wash.
98FM.
Welcome to our chaotic game show.
Yeah, chaotic.
Matchy, it's glamorous. The theme song is catchy. And just three words stand between you and a long list of amazing prizes read out by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Win
a joint pool for your back garden.
Win
a new power washer.
Win
a new tree bullet.
And win
a gorgeous car valet.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Sorry. AI Brendan went a bit...
It's giving elf.
Alien/elf.
It's giving alien, yeah.
Maybe he took a trip to space. Good morning to Celine and Harold Cross. You're on 98FM. Celine, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you this morning?
We're very good, thanks, Celine. Are you working from home at the moment?
No, I'm in the office.
Oh, very good, Celine. Have you listened to Matchy Matchy before, Celine?
I do, yeah. I listen to it most mornings.
Most mornings. And how do you do when you play along?
Sometimes I get a little bit stuck. Sometimes I'll get two.
Well, same as us, Celine. Same as us.
Yeah, it really just depends on the day and what words are there. And Celine, what are your plans for the summer now? Are you doing anything nice?
Not at the moment. I've no plans made, no, because I was in Thailand in March.
Oh,
lovely. Very nice. What part of Thailand did you go to?
We went to Bangkok, Phuket and Phi Phi.
Very nice.
Like the White Lotus.
Yeah. And you're into the sea swimming, Celine?
Yes, I bring my grandson every second Sunday.
Lovely.
Is it still freezing in the water?
It's absolutely Baltic.
Yeah.
When is the least cold time to go? When is it not as cold?
I think kind of about... 10:30 in the morning. It's not as bad.
Right. We can make that
there
happen.
There you go. We'll try that.
Yes.
Celine, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
I think I'll play with Rebecca.
I've not been in the booth all week.
Yeah, all week. Off to the soundproof booth to try and Matchy Matchy with Celine, who loves the sea swimming, Harold's Cross. Where'd you go sea swimming in Dublin, Celine?
Donabate.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, right, let's get down to business. Your first word to Matchy Matchy this morning is chicken.
Wings.
Chicken. Wings. Your second word is pool.
Swimming.
And your third word is soap.
Soap. Soap. Soap. Wash.
Soap wash. Okay. After chicken, you said wings. After pool, you said swimming. And after soap, you said wash. Celine and Harold's Cross, are we locking those in?
Yeah.
We're locking them in? Okay, let's get them locked in. And let's get Rebecca back from the soundproof booth this morning.
Gorgeous temperature there.
Oh, was it?
Unlike the Irish Sea.
Oh, that's lovely.
Okay.
Okay. Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Celine this morning is chicken.
Chicken. Chicken fillet.
Your second word is pool.
Pool. Pool is a bit difficult. A lot of words come before pool. Well, maybe not a lot, but you know what I mean. Pool.
pool bag. Is that the sorry word?
Pool bag?
Well, I've gone with it.
And your third word is soap.
Soap. I think I'm just having a bit of a brain freeze this morning. Soap. Soap box.
Have you managed?
Soap box.
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Celine this morning? This morning, guys, you're at a pool bag. That was a great shout. And soapbox, none this morning. No, after chicken.
Celine, sorry.
Celine said wings. After pool, Celine said swimming. And after soap, she said wash.
So, yeah. There were several
they were tricky this morning.
Those.
They were, yeah.
Celine, sorry we couldn't do it, but we're going to send you out a 19FM goodie bag.
Thanks very much.
Cheers,
thank
Celine.
You.
Have a great day. Enjoy the dip. Right. Pool bag was brilliant. Yeah, love that. And soapbox, great
as well. I was
going to
say
well.
Chicken curry.
But
chicken
delicious.
Wings is a good one
chicken
too.
Chicken wings is great. Yeah. Not to be this morning. We'll do it all again tomorrow.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.